Title: Further updates to Cal/OSHA's COVID-19 emergency temporary standards likely coming soon. Content: At its upcoming April 21, 2022 meeting, the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, Cal/OSHA, Standards Board will decide whether to readopt the fourth iteration of its COVID-19 Emergency Temporary Standards, ETS, which first went into effect on November 30, 2020. The ETS apply to all employees not covered by Cal/OSHA's Aerosol Transmissible Disease Standard or employees working alone or at home, and require employers to establish, implement, and maintain a COVID-19 Prevention Program, CPP, among other things. Shepard Mullen previously wrote about the implementation of the original ETS here, and previous revisions to its requirements here and here. After the board readopts the new version of the ETS, it will replace the current version on May 6, 2022. And while many aspects of the current ETS would remain unchanged, there are some notable proposed changes, including but not limited to the following: vaccination status. Under the current ETS, certain requirements differ based on an employee's vaccination status. However, under the proposed ETS, an employee's vaccination status no longer matters. The definition of fully vaccinated has been removed. Any employee can now request a respirator from their employer for voluntary use, and effective training and instruction must be provided to employees who make this request. Further, the proposed ETS require employers to make COVID-19 testing available at no cost to all employees with COVID-19 symptoms during employees' paid time. This revision represents a significant departure that unfortunately will require employers to foot the bill for testing employees for potential exposures that occurred outside the workplace. Face coverings. Under the proposed ETS, employers no longer need to provide face coverings to employees who are not fully vaccinated to wear indoors or in vehicles. However, employers must still provide face coverings and ensure they are worn by employees when required to do so by orders from the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, or applicable local public health order. The CDPHS guidance for the use of face coverings currently requires face coverings be worn only in specific high-risk settings, such as healthcare settings. Under the proposed ETS, face coverings can also now be made of fabrics that let light pass through. COVID-19 tests. Under the proposed ETS, to meet the return-to-work requirements, a COVID-19 test may now be both self-administered and self-read, but only if another means of independent verification of the results can be provided. The example noted is a time-stamped photograph of an employee's COVID-19 test results. Except for meeting the return-to-work criteria, there is no restriction on the type of COVID-19 test that can be used as long as it is approved, including by way of an emergency use authorization by the United States Food and Drug Administration to detect current infection and administered in accordance with authorized instructions. That said, this change may allow employers to curb some abuse of the new COVID-19 supplemental paid sick leave law, which allows employers to require a positive test result in order to receive a second bank of paid leave, but only requires minimal documentation. Close contacts. Under the proposed ETS, employers still must make testing available at no cost to any close contact, but there is no longer any requirement to exclude close contacts from the workplace. Instead, employers must review and follow CDPH guidance for persons who had close contacts, including any guidance regarding quarantine or other measures to reduce transmission. Currently, the CDPHS quarantine guidance instructs that asymptomatic individuals who are not fully vaccinated and boosted must quarantine, stay home, for 5 days. Thus, while the proposed ETS may no longer require an employer to exclude close contacts, the CDPHS current guidance, which the proposed ETS requires employers to follow, may still require exclusion and knowledge of an employee's vaccination status. Employers are also required to develop, implement, and maintain effective policies to prevent transmission of COVID-19 by persons who had close contacts. COVID-19 cases. The proposed ETS clarify that for COVID-19 cases, regardless of vaccination status or previous infection, those who do not DEVE